The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Peches. The Gemara, the famous Gemara, Kosaleim Har Kigiz, the Rebbein Shem picked up Har Sinai like a barrel, kegigis, and the Rebbein Shem held it over the heads, and the Rebbein Shem said, "Inte kableini mutavim lav poitek for askam." They were given a choice. They could either forfeit their lives, or they could be mekabel Torah. Of course, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael chose to be mekabel Torah. Tosfos asked the obvious question. We know that Klal Yisrael was given tremendous honor and respect and love from the Rebbein Shem because they were higdimei nasim v'nishma. Sounds like they accepted the Torah with a tremendous amount of enthusiasm. Why'd they have to be forced into taking the Torah? Tosfos asks the kasha by us. Tosfos says, "Aval bishekray gdimu nasa lenishma, shema yuchozim kishiyiru ha'esha gdeila sheyotzes on nishmosa." This tremendous pachad that they would have, this overwhelming gilu shchina, where their neshamas would leave them, meroiv pachad of the kedusha of Maimon Asina, maybe they would backtrack. They would say, no, we're not holding by it. We don't want the Torah. We give it to somebody who's more worthy. The Rebbein Shalom had to back up their acceptance by forcing them that at the last second they shouldn't be able to back out. Tosfos, I always say over a story, my Rebbe, my great Rebbe, the Reshiva, Reb Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal, the Mir Reshiva, was one time spoke to the whole of the school where certain compromises were being introduced, and they came to ask the Rashiva's advice, and he said that compromises should not be allowed to come in. Torah has to be given over in its uncompromising way. It has to be given over b'kdushos of a taharosa. And the Rashiva brought a riot to this from this Tosfos. If the Rebbein Shem was afraid that Klal Yisrael would be scared off by the Eish, so skip the Eish. The Rebbein Shem said, Torah that's given without Eish is not Torah. If it's not given with the full intensity of Kedusha Satorah, of Dveikus Batorah, of the falling away of all physical connection with physical sense that's inherent in a full connection, a full embracing of Limunat Torah, and everything that Torah stands for, it's not Torah. The authenticity of the experience of Kabbalah Satorah cannot be compromised. That's what the Rishiv Zatzal said. So that's Tosfos's Mahalach with this Kasha of Kofalem Harkigigis. The Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Nech says a different Mahalach. The Medrash Tanchuma says that even though they said Nasa V'Nishma, that was only on Torah Shebichzav, on Torah Shebal Peh they needed the Kviyah. Sounds like two different Mahalachim. As always, the Divrei Agadah, when there are two Mahalachim that sound to be two different things, usually with a little more in-depth research, one could understand the basic idea. Different Mamar Chazal express different facets of the same idea. They're really the same terrors. What's the Tzad HaShavah Shebahem? What does it mean that they were willing to accept Torah Shebichsav? They were not willing to accept Torah Shebal Peh. What does it mean Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh? One's written in a book, one's not written in a book. That's not the Chilek. Torah Shebichsav, the Tosfos says in Gittin Daf Samach, Echtech Balucho Rube Terosi, a pasuk in the Navi Asher, I believe, Echtech Balucho Rube Terosi, Kamar Zor Nechshavu. There'll come a time, the Yerushalmi tells us, when Torah will be usurped by the Ummus Ha'olam. They've taken our Torah, they translated it into Greek, and then into Latin. They've been the Salaf, our Torah, HaKadosh, they've made it into an Old Testament, they even have a New Testament. Torah Shebal Peh will never be the domain of anybody besides those that are dedicated to Limanat Torah. Nobody besides for Klal Yisrael has an Achiza, Tosfos in the Yerushalmi tell us, in Torah Shebal Peh besides for Klal Yisrael. What does Torah Shebichsav mean? What is Torah Shebichsav? Torah Shebichsav is a rule book. It says what to do, what not to do. It tells us the history of Klal Yisrael, how Klal Yisrael was made. It gives us the do's and don'ts of Yiddish, of Yiddishkeit, of Torah and Mitzvahs, of Shulchan Aruch. The deeper experience of living like a Yid comes from the battle to get at the truth. Torah Shebal Peh is not a, it's called Milchamta Shel Torah. Torah Shebal Peh is the give and take of being the Kabbal Torah and stretching oneself to achieve one's own understanding, one's clarity. Becoming a link in the chain of Torah Shebal Peh is about being mevatel oneself, going to learn the yeshiva, being mevatel oneself to the experience of Kabbalah Torah. the stretching of oneself to become more perceptive to the truth in every halacha in Torah, getting a clarity in the fine points that are in Torah Shabbat, that experience is the domain of Torah Shabbat. So when we talk about Torah Shabbat, we're talking about the experience of self-nullification, an identification with a higher sense of self, with complete hisbatlus of the zich, of the physical senses, stretching one's sense of self until one becomes unified to a certain extent, kol echad l'fika choysav, with Torah, that's called Torah Shabbat Peh. The Eish of Torah that Torah refers to that is that experience. That melting away of the senses and that unifying oneself. When we stay up the whole night of Shavuos to be Mekabel Torah, what we're doing is we're being mevatel ourself. Our regular holochelech, our regular daily schedule becomes null and void. Our regular needs become null and void in the face of the experience of Kabbalah Sotah. That's the Eish of HaSinai. That's the Eish of Maimon HaSinai. That is that's the reality of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what Tosfos is saying. That it could be that when Kabbalah Torah in its simple form, do's and don'ts, will do whatever the Rebbeinu Shem wants to. They trust the Rebbeinu Shem will lead them along the right path. They will magdim nasal and nishma, but would they Mekabal a state of self-denial? Would they Mekabal a state of self-bittle in order to unified in order to merge with Torah itself, with the experience of Limud Torah. For that they needed a Kaf Aleihem HaKigigas. So that's the two terutzim of the Tosfos and the Tanchum are really two sides of the same coin. In this vein, there's a kasha from the Maral. The Maral says that even though normally Gerim are Kekodin Shanel Dami, Deraisa, they're one of course not, but Deraisa, a brother and a sister that are Megayer and Megayeres are allowed to marry each other, they're not related anymore. Why is that? When they became Yidden, they assumed a new identity, they don't come from where they used to come from. They're no longer Julio and Maria, Ben and Bas Francisco, they are now Ruvain and Miriam. Reuven and Miriam are not related. They don't have the same parents. Kekot and Shanel, they can marry each other. However, Klal Yisrael was forbidden after Maimon HaSinai, even though they were considered gay and marrying each other. So the Maral is quoted by Achronim mistakenly as saying that any gayrus, which is bekvir, any gayrus which was forced, and over here it was Kof Aleihem HaKigigis, in a forced gayrus, there is no halacha kadosh shenel dami. Everybody asks, what does it mean? Why should it be that way with the Maral? I'll get it from, so on and so forth. A deeper look at the Maral, it's in the Gurarye, his Pirush and Rashi, and Parashas Vayigash. He explains more than what the Achrenim quote him as saying. What he says is like this. He says, how could it be that the Rashim could force them into taking the Torah? What does this mean, this Kof Aleihem HaKigigis? Either they accept or they don't. What is it worth to take a people and to force them into being Mekabel Torah? Did you create Avdei Hashem by holding a mountain over their heads? Put a gun to a Shvatz's head, to a Goy's head, and tell him he has to keep Torah. You made him into a Yid. Take a mountaintop, put it on top of Klal Yisrael. You made them into Avdei Hashem? Says the Maral, the Klal Yisrael, were already had the computer program in their system. They were already Shemir Torah Mitzvahs. The Koyach. Anybody who's a Mizera of Rom Yisrael Yaakov has in him inherently programmed that Ritzoneinu Lasa is Ritzon Avinu Shabashamayim. They have to be given Torah Mitzvahs in order to be able to express that befoil. But as far as Eden, as far as being Dveikim Bertzoinu Yisbarach, they were there. They were part of Klal Yisrael. They were Enikul Chavarom Yitzvah Yaakov. The fact that they needed a push, a Kof Aleihem HaKigigis, only has validity. Holding a gun to somebody's head who's not, has no shacks to Torah is nothing. It's worth nothing. They were Yidden already. They needed to be forced in order to be able to embrace keeping Torah Mitzvahs properly, in order to keep it with their full heart, not to look backwards. But is that cool that they're only performing as robots? No. When a Yid does a mitzvah, as the Rambam says, even if he's beaten into doing a mitzvah, he's doing the mitzvah beretzoinoi kizehu. That's his mitzvah, his reality, his inner most reality is the reality of Ritzoneinu, as Klal Yisrael. Ritzoneinu lasos Ritzon Avinu Shebashamayim. Therefore, the Kof Aleihem HaKigigis didn't mean anything. A normal Geirus, the Maral says, there's a Kekodin Shenel Dami, because you're a different person. Over here, after they underwent the Geirus of Matan Zera, they weren't different people. They were the same people they were before. They were before Zera Avram Yitzvah Yaakov, and now they're Zera Avram Yitzvah Yaakov. Before they were Bekoyach, before they were only potential Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs because they weren't yet doing Torah Mitzvahs, and now they will be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. But the Geirus of Matan Torah is not a dramatic happening. It doesn't change them. Kekotin Shenela Dami, because it's not Kekotin Shenela Dami. They're becoming Yidden based on their genetic pre-programming as Zer Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. That's the Maral in Parshas Vayigash. The Rambam says this idea is strong enough that he says that if the Rabbanim Paskin, I don't want to say this halacha l'maisa, then if I should listen, this could be abused, but the halacha, the way the Gemara says it, is that if a Bezdin Paskins that a man should give his wife a get, even though a get has to be given Baratzin, we can beat him into submission. Why is that? Because since Yitzanenu Lasa, Yitzan Avinu Shavah Shemayim, as soon as he's being forced against the wall, what he really wants to do is he wants to listen to Rabban Shalom. He's a Yid, right? If he's a Yid, he does want to listen. Inherently, inside, he's programmed to want to listen to Rabban Shalom. As soon as his resistance is worn down, either by a few well-aimed smacks, or by beating him up, if the Bezin feels that's the right thing to do, then once you take away his resistance, then his natural Ritzanenu lasis, Ritzanavinu Shavu Shemaim, can come to the fore, and he'll do it beratzin. So too, Klai Yisrael, by Maimon HaSinai, we're not considered kiger. The Chassam Sefer, Ksuvus Dav Gimel, asks the Kasha, the Gemara, Navoi Dezor, Dav Gimel. The Gemara over there, Navoi Dezor, says that the Pasuk says, Yom HaShishi, in Parashat Bereishis, what's HaShishi, Yom Revi, Yom Chemishi, Vayev, Vayvoki, Yom HaShishi, the Friday. What's the Friday? The known Friday. What's that? That's the, not Friday, the sixth day. The sixth day of Chodesh Sivan, when Klal Yisrael would be Mekabel the Torah 2,500 years later, the whole world was standing and waiting for that moment. If Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah, the world has purpose, the world has form, the world has function. If Klal Yisrael does not accept the Torah, there's absolutely no reason for this whole universe to exist, and the Rabban Shalom would cause the world to cease functioning. As I state in the Gemara, Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, the Chassam Sofer asked the Kasha in Ksuvos Daf Gimel that if the Gemara says Kof Aleihem HaKigigis, then the T'nai, he says in a Lamdish way, and every time a person makes a Kinyan, if a T'nai is performed by Inus, that T'nai does not have the power to be Chal. A husband gives his wife a get, and he only agrees to give her a get, but T'nai that she do such and such. And then somebody forced her to do such and such. Anything that's done at gunpoint does not have a Toikif of honoring a commitment. It's not considered that you did it. It would not be considered a kiyum hatnai. Or let's say the husband gives a get. The husband says, if I don't come back from the Far East or from Medina Zayom in a year from now, then this get that I'm giving you today will be valid. The husband doesn't come back, but he's an oinus. The reason why he couldn't come back is he's an oinus. That's not considered a kiyum hatnai. He's not considered as having not come back. And therefore, the get is invalid. The get is not called, even though practically he did not come back. The Chassam Sefer asks in Ksuvos Daf Gimel, which is the sugya of Oynes B'Tnoim, and he says in Lechayu, the T'nai that the Rebbe Shem had with the world, that the world could only exist if Klai Yisrael's Mekabel the Torah, Klai Yisrael's Mekabel the Torah by Oynes. Kof Aleihem HaKigigis, how could it be that that would be the T'nai that would give the world form and reason to exist? The Teretz is like we just said. The Teretz is that this Oynis over here was only in order to not give them an ability to back out. But in reality, when they were Mekabel the Torah, they were Mekabel that which was natural. It was fitted for them. They knew it because Ritzanenu Lasa Ritzanenu Avinu Shavah Shemayim. They just needed a little bit extra pushing, so they were pushed against the wall. But the reality of that Kabbalah Satori was Kulei Beratzin, not the Oynis. Therefore, that could be the Tanai, the Kiyum HaTanai of how the world was created. It's interesting in the context of our sugis is the Lashon Chazal. Yom HaShishi Vav Sivan. What was Vav Sivan? Vav Sivan is the day that was supposed to appear the Cheshvan that's in the Torah. The 50th day of Maimon HaSinai. The Torah was supposed to be given on the 50th day after 7 weeks, like Sfirus HaOmer. On that 50th day, the Torah was supposed to be given. That was the that's the day that Torah was sung. In Torah Shabbal Peh, the Gemara tells us, in this parak, in the sugis that are unfolding, in the next few dafim, the Gemara tells us that really Moshe hoisev yamechen medaitoi, therefore Torah was only given on Zayin Sivan. So, the way the Achronim, the way the Balei Machshav understand it, the Matan Torah of Torah Shebichsav is Vov Sivan. The foil, Matan Torah, and that's the Matan Torah of Torah Shebal Peh, of Moshe Rabbeinu's insightfulness. Moshe Rabbeinu is the first expositor of Torah Shebal Peh, the first Mekabel, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Mesorah Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the Torah has to be given Zion, even though it was supposed to be given on Vov. That, so to speak, is the Yom Matan Torah of Torah Shebal Peh. And this fits nicely with what we're talking about, that this whole idea of this Kiyum HaTnai, this Oynis, this Rotzen, is all related to the Torah Shebichsav, not Torah Shebal Peh, because that was the Yom HaShishi. The Yom HaShishi that's written in the Torah, that part that was in the Skabel, is the Shavuos of Torah Shebichsav. And the Kiyum HaTnai of giving the world meaning was telling them being mekabel Torah Shebichsav. It was telling them being mekabel the willingness to do the Ratzon Hashem. The fact that on a higher level they needed an extra day has nothing is not the Kiyum HaTnai of Yom HaShishi. That's why the Torah refers to as Yom HaShishi, not Yom HaShvi'i. So again, this is all built around the same idea that the idea of being forced into being mekabel Torah was just to bring out that which was there anyways, to bring them out min hakoyach el hapoel.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.